Praise the Lord, everybody. First of all, I want to begin this message by telling everybody we need to enter into his gates with thanksgiving and praise. And I want everybody to give the Lord a hand for allowing us to be here tonight. It's a great thing when God keeps us and brings us back to be together with one another. The title of this message is called, He's in the Midst. And I'm going to start out with Matthew chapter 18 and verse 20. For where two or three are gathered together in my name, there am I in the midst of them. Look around tonight. We got lots of twos and threes. So he is in our midst. We brought him with us. He didn't meet us here, Sister Serena. We had to bring him with us. And we had to have that desire to be here. And we brought him with us. He kept us safe getting here. So we serve a great and mighty God. Okay. I'm going to also go to Luke 8 and 43. I got lots of scriptures, guys, so if you want to sit down, it's good. I promise. First, I want to say, before I read this one, God is here for salvation. He is here for healing. He is here for encouragement. He'll comfort the brokenhearted. There's lots of things that God is here for. He's here for us just to be able to gather together because that helps each and every one of us. And I always roll back to the thought, midweek matters because we go through lots of things. So if we can get a couple days, Sister Bree, we're gone a couple days. We come back for a service. We're gone a few more days. But God takes us through. He gives us a break right in the middle. So I'm telling you, and I'm not criticizing nobody, but midweek does matter because we don't know what God has in store. He's the only one that knows what he has in store for midweek. And I realize people can get sick and they can't be here. But midweek matters because you never know what God's got planned. Only he knows what he's got planned. So midweek really does matter. But I want to tell you tonight that God is a healer. In Luke 8 and 43, it says, and a woman having an issue of blood 12 years, which had spent all her living upon physicians, neither could be healed. Wait a minute, my glasses are messing me up here. Neither could be healed of any, came behind him and touched the border of his garment, and immediately her issue of blood staunched. How many have needed something from God? And all we have to do, Pastor, is reach out and touch him. He's right there. You might not be able to physically see him. But if you need something, all you have to do is call on his name, raise your hands, reach out. He's never going to turn you away. God is always here. He is in the midst. And I also want to get on this scripture, and everybody can think about this later. But it's Matthew 18, 19, and 20 is the two verses. God showed me this. Nobody taught me this one, so I'll just give you food for thought on this one, okay? Again, I say unto you that if two of you shall agree on earth, I'm getting rid of those. If two of you shall agree on earth as touching anything that they shall ask, it shall be done for them of my Father which is in heaven. For where two or three are gathered together in my name, there am I in the midst. Okay, and I know you guys have probably heard different things, but I want to tell you what God showed me a long time ago. If you're home praying for yourself, you're one. You're one with him, okay? And if he's with you and he's hearing you, that's two. So it says we're two or three. So there's your two. And if you got somebody else there, that's fine too. That's three. But I wanted to explain about what I understand about the two. If God is with you, he's one, and it's you, and you're believing, and you're trusting him, and you're praying, and you're two. And that's where two or three are gathered together in my name, there am I in the midst. And I want y'all to look around here tonight. How many twos and threes have we got? We've got a lot of twos and threes. Pastor Pell, we've got a lot of twos and threes. So our God can work. But who will let? Will we let him work? That's the thing. Will we let him work? And I also want to talk to you about Daniel. God is our help. He helps us in our health. But do you realize how much he really protects us? God is a protector. Amen. If I can find Daniel, I don't know if I had it marked here, but yeah, there it is. Daniel 6, 22. And that says, my God has sent his angel and has shut the lions' mouths that they have not hurt me, for as much as before him innocency was found in me, and also before thee, O king, have I done no hurt. The reason I'm using that verse is because we come up against things, Sister Peg, and God protects us. God is a protector. So when you feel, and I know we've all had it, when you feel like the whole world is crashing in and you don't know what you're going to do, Sister Bree, God is right there. You have to trust him. Can you imagine a lion? You think about a lion roaring at you and maybe going to eat you up. Do we not feel that way sometimes when we're going through things? This is going to destroy me. I can't keep going for the Lord anymore. It's going to destroy me. No, it's not. God's not going to let that lion eat you up as long as you trust in him. That's the main thing we have to remember, to trust in him. Our God is a protector. He is a healer. And he is a savior. Because, you know, if you got protection, that's one thing. And if you got healing, that's another. But if you're not saved, if you don't have the Savior, it's all in vain. You have to have the Savior. You have to be ready to meet him, to work for him, to draw people in. We have to be witnesses for God to get people in, because pastors always taught us we're going to meet people that he's not going to meet. And he's going to meet people that we're not going to meet. So we have to try to reach out to people. I know some of us are bashful and don't like to do that. But God will give us boldness to be able to do it if we love him enough. And you know, whatever we ask God in prayer, God will answer. Amen. And we have to have the faith. And I'll tell you, sometimes God don't answer on the first time. Amen. And he don't answer on the second time. But we have to stay, let him know that we're serious. We have to stay persistent with him and let him know that we are serious and he won't fail us. He'll always answer. It might not be. And I thought about Pastor. You wanted to be a police officer, right? God answered your prayer. He just didn't answer it the way you wanted him to. And that's when you feel like God is not answering you, he's answering, saints. It's just not always the way that we want. Because he knows what's best for us, but there's another little part to that too. He also knows what he's going to do with us. And he doesn't want anything to get in the way of his plans for what he wants to do with us. And you know, I always seem to go back to this, but I'm going to do it anyway. When God brought me here, it wasn't my plan. It was God's plan, okay? But it wasn't my plan. But you know what? God had it all figured out. He knew exactly what he was going to do with me. He knew where I could grow and what would happen. And how many of us want to grow? So you have to be somewhere where you can grow, and I'm not criticizing nothing. I'm just telling you, you have to be where you can grow, and it's another one of them circumstances where it wasn't what I wanted. It's not always what we want. It's what God wants, because he knows what he's going to do, and we don't ever want to get in God's way. We always want to follow what God wants us to do because he knows what's best. So I do have a song with this, but I just want to remind you, no matter where you are or what you're going through, God is in the midst. If you love him, if you trust him, he is in the midst. And when you can't feel him there, reach up, say a prayer. I'll guarantee you, God will meet you. He will not leave you comfortless. He will meet you. So I want to say this too. The altar is open. And I should have said this at the beginning because it's just been on my heart. The altar is open. And anytime somebody wants to pray, it doesn't matter if we're preaching or not. It doesn't matter if we're singing or not. Whenever you feel like God is ready for you to pray, these altars are always open. So everybody just kind of remember that one. The altars are always open. God will always supply your need. So they're open now. Anybody that might want to pray, if you need something, come down here. There's somebody that'll pray for you, with you. We'll all pray with you. We all love each other, Brother Mike. That's what we're here for, is to be here for each other. And if you think that you have to come down here today and we get to pray with you, we don't have to. We get to pray with you. The next time, it might be one of us, and we need you to come down and pray with us. So it's just a reciprocal thing. Sometimes one person needs something, and you can pray for them. And the next time you need something and you need somebody to pray for you. And remember, we're a family here. We're supposed to work to keep the family together and to add to the family, Brother Mike. And the only way that we can keep it together and add to it is to support one another, to love one another, to pray for one another. Sis, we have to do it all. We have to love, support, pray. We want God to support us when we need something. We're always asking him, Lord, will you do this for me? Will you do that for me? Well, that's what we need to do for our brothers and sisters. We need to look around. We need to say, do you need me to do something for you? Can I help you? That's the most important thing in our life, is to remember who our family is. And what can we do for them? Not what they can do for you, but what can you do for them? Because if you take care of your brothers and sisters, God will send somebody to you to help you when he knows that you're in need, because you reap what you sow. If you take care of your brother or sister, God will send a brother and sister to take care of you, because he will bring it all right back. So I'm going to open the altars up, and if the music people will come, I've got a song I'm going to try to do, okay? Okay.